50 plus great business owners to meet, network with, and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 30th of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I didn't turn your mic up.
The tea lady.
The tea lady.
That's
she's
all
back with the tea.
For now, yes.
She's back with the tea.
Totally delicious.
Skills.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Cool. Thank you, Bert. Right, I want to tell you about this. It's an event coming up on February the 8th, and I'm going to be there, and it's going to be a really great event. It's a Networkers Networking event, and it's a full-day event. It's all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. It's set in the absolutely stunning location of Eastwell Manor, just outside Ashford, and it's on Thursday the 8th of February, as I said, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. But you don't have to come for the whole day. You can dip in and out. But there are three great speakers and 10 of the best networking masterminding groups in Kent. There's already over 50 people have booked, and there's still a week to go of booking. So, you know, it's going to be packed as well. The speakers are Ash Lawrence, and he'll be sharing his PACE talk. That's prejudging, attitude, communication and engagement. We'll be hearing from Deborah Turner. Deborah will be sharing the importance of first impressions and how to make a difference when out networking. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. Gemma will be sharing her networking experiences and helping with helpful do's and don'ts in networking. So the Networkers Networking event is an all-day event. You're welcome to join us for as long as you want. If you can't stay all day, just book without lunch. So there's two ways of attending. You can book and have refreshments and lunch, or for a lower price, you can just have refreshments and forego the lunch, which means that you can dip in and out. But either way, we'd love to see you there. And to book, if you visit www.butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE, or you can follow them on the Twitter at NNEvents1. NNEvents1 on the Twitter. But February the 8th, see you there. What you got, Bert?
You're a devil. You know I just... Anybody think I'm not fit? Record number of small friends.
You told us you needed some steps, so we gave you some.
Yep, thank you. Watch. Record number of small firms in the UK. The UK small businesses contributed a huge 1.1 trillion, that's nearly as many tweets as we get, to the economy this year. According to the new government figures, the latest business population statistics from the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy show there's now a record 5.7 million smaller businesses in the UK, proving that despite rising costs and flagging consumer demand, entrepreneurial spirit is not easily shaken. Love it.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to catch up with the tweets because they're all still coming in thick and fast.
Well, at ZC Live, have a one-day social media and digital event. It's on the 1st of June at Strood Academy, Rochester, Kent. It is free to attend. It's 8:30 till 4. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social marketing in your business. You will learn how to create more leads. You will see the very famous TV commentator, Zoe Cairns, who was on the BBC on Sunday. Did you see that with her fluffy hair? Very funny, Zoe. How to build your online presence, how to become a successful influencer, how to turn your knowledge into a product, and how to increase your leads. Love it. So that is the 1st of June.
Fantastic. In fact, we've got a whole bunch of new tweets coming in, so I'm going to read a few more.
What's the vibe?
Kent Space, the very place that we are located, have asked me to mention, hi Paul, we'd love a mention for tomorrow night's networking. So there's a networking event taking place here at Kent Space. That's in Wootton Road, Ashford, and it starts at 5:30, I do believe. And the lovely Rowena Horton.
Oh, really?
The wine lady's going to be here.
She's coming to talk about wine, isn't she?
Yeah,
lovely.
She is.
We had her on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So do come along to that tomorrow evening here at Kent Space in Wootton Road, Ashford. Venotech, my old mates at Venotech.
How is he?
Dr. Steve Trim and the group there at Venotech. Hey, Ven and the Web, we always love a shout out from on the Great Business Bunker Show. And we're looking forward to listening to the rest of the show. So thank you for that. And I've got a question for you, apparently, from Southeast Timber and Damp. Right?
Who's this for? Just in general?
No, for everyone. It says, can anyone at all, suggest somewhere I can hold a three-hour meeting next week close to Ashford or Tenterden at a small cost? Need a room to sit 3 to 4 people, Wi-Fi, ability to buy refreshments, and warmth, peace and quiet. Any suggestions, please?
Yeah, I've got a front room right by the seat.
I was going to say, you can, if you want to go to Tenterden, you can come and use my front room, if you like, for a small consideration.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we're entrepreneurial.
But if you do know a meeting place, could you let them know? Their Twitter handle is SE Timber Damp.
No,
SE Timber Damp.
Let's do a bit of crossover here. Don't Kent Space have some...
They have meeting rooms. Yeah, they do.
Why don't you give Kent Space some meeting room?
Yeah,
they've got
they do. And they're really, really low cost. Yeah.
And they're great. Wi-Fi is really great.
Yes, they're lovely. Yeah.
I thought when you mentioned Kent Space, they were going to say, please turn the radio down. That's what I thought was going to be very funny. Anyway, I know you just spoke about it, but Networkers Networking said, please give us a shout out, Vanilla Web and Bird on a Bike. And they just have a few places left for the 8th. So that's booked today. Do not miss out. Roger, we've got it. Butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk.
Okay, somebody's just tweeted as well. Apparently, Homewood School in Tenterden also have some meeting spaces that they let out. Mm. So thank you for that. Cool.
First Aid at Work, 3 days. 5th, 6th, 7th of February. It's £225 per person plus VAT. They do lots of different styles of courses. So they do a First Aid at Work requalification. They also do, they can do dedicated courses on your premises as well for 12 people. So they run courses in Canterbury, Hastings, Orpington and Tunbridge Wells. If you have any questions to discuss your first aid training, then you need to speak to Jeremy. And he's at www, which means...
World Wide Web.
The First Aid Team. .co.uk
or wibble wobble willful if you prefer. cold calling
you get worse, do you know that?
Sorry. Cold calling and email prospecting for new customers is a workshop. It's a masterclass and it's taking place on the 7th of March at King's Hill at the business events offices. It's 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's only £95 plus VAT. Churchill Square Business Centre, King's Hill, Westmorland. Details can be found at www.
World Wide Web.
Masterclasskent.co.uk.
You went really Londoner then. All right, darling.
All right, love. Yeah. Right. Strike a light bird, eh?
What's he doing? Cash machine.
Have some of that.
Apple and pears.
Cash machine network failing small firms research from which has revealed more than 100 UK postcode districts do not have a cash point, raising concerns that the cash machine network is failing small businesses. The findings come days before Link's 31st of January deadline for the announcing whether it will go ahead with plans to reduce the fee paid to its ATM providers. So, yeah, interesting.
Fabulosa. Bell's Business Beginners event is taking place at the Park Plaza Hotel in London, Victoria. I can't do Victoria.
What do you mean?
My accent, it's not from there.
Oh, I thought you meant you can't get there.
No, I can get to Victoria. I just can't do Victoria. I'm from Fulham.
I don't get it.
Yeah. My accent, I'm just going to read it in a nicer accent rather than see where it is. All right,
yeah. All right, darling. Do you like that? Said with a Cornish accent.
Do you know, it's at least 3 weeks since I mentioned that Bird talks like a pirate.
It is. You haven't said that for weeks, have you? And I haven't lost it for weeks either. I've been crying.
You ain't, my lover.
I'm very professional.
You're quite right, my lover. Yep. You haven't.
Oh, carry on.
Thank you. Bell's Business Beginners event, Park Plaza Hotel, London, Victoria, on Tuesday the 6th of February from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m, providing you the vital tools you need when starting a business. They're going to talk about the legal implications of hiring staff and how you manage them, plus all the other important legal requirements for running a business. They're going to talk about money. Annie, I mentioned this earlier, most important part of running a business, you need to know how to manage your cash flow, how to get the most of your accountant and professional advisors on all matters concerning money. Sales, know how to sell yourself, visibility, credibility and profitability. And marketing, identifying your ideal client and then using the right platforms for you and your business to get in front of them. And then running a business, covering a lot of other areas that should be looked at when starting and running a business. With so much to think about when you start a business, it's easy to miss something out. At the Bells Business Beginners event, we'll give you the information and advice on the bits you must have in place to ensure your business is a success. We have four great speakers, each an expert in their field, who will take you through the important steps. And the speakers are Joanne Bell, she's the founder and owner of Bell's Accountants, David Taylor, who's the co-author of two books on digital and social media marketing, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who's the owner of Orchard Employment Law, they are HR and employment law specialists, and Julia Bernard Thompson, who is a high-profile sales and business coach. Bell's Business Beginners Events is a full-day event. Lunch and refreshments throughout the day will be provided. To book, go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/Bell's Business Beginners.
Mr. Andrews?
Yes.
You've done.
Oh, I like that, Mr. Andrews.
I always call him Mr. Andrews.
That's nice, respectful.
Yeah, I do try to get her to treat me with some respect.
So you've done lots of businesses over many years.
I have.
Well, the one thing would you say for us to focus on? What would you say in your wisdom?
It all depends what phase of the business.
So start up.
As a startup, I'll tell you my biggest piece of advice if you're starting a business loaded, that finger.
I know, it's amazing.
I'll tell you my biggest piece of advice is if you're going to start a business, you're not going to earn any money. Yeah. So have a job alongside it. Yeah. Even if it's part time. Too many people throw their job in, try and start a business. They got no income. They panic. They get too previous. Then they try and go out and raise investment. And what they want the investment for is to pay their salary. And no investor is going to pay you to pay your salary.
Okay.
If I wanted to, I could hire you instead.
Yeah. So let's go a bit deeper into this. So how long does somebody stay employed and build a business?
It depends how long it takes. When I launched Jobs in Kent, it took me 4 years to make my first sale. Of £25.
But people wouldn't see that now, do they? They just see your end result.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't understand.
So
that
for 4 years, I had to have a job the rest of the time.
So would you say that's why so many businesses, small businesses fail? It's because people don't understand that point, that actually it takes a lot of graft, a lot of focus, a lot of self-belief above anything.
Absolutely.
I don't think people do, Anya, because I'm in that situation now. Mm. You know, I started my business adventure 4 years ago. And I've literally only just got to the point now where I can see light at the end of the day, where I might actually get some form of a paycheck in the next few months.
It's the biggest thing to learn is that you're not going to earn any money. And even if you do, you shouldn't pay it to yourself.
No.
Yeah. You need to invest it in the business, in growing the business. So when you start a business, you have to have another source of income.
But that's why networking is absolutely key, because you need to surround yourself with those people who are going to build you and support you when you're having those moments when you ask yourself, do I actually continue in this business?
Absolutely. So for me, that's the single biggest thing as a startup business is you've got to look after yourself. You've got to keep your income coming in or have a source of income or live a lifestyle where you live in a tent in a field and it doesn't have any overheads.
Yeah.
Because It takes a lot longer to make money than you think it's going to. And if you really want a solid business, as we've said a few times now, it's all about cash flow. If you take out every penny you earn straight out of your business, you haven't got any cash flow. Hmm. You know, the minute you suddenly get a VAT demand or, you know, a rates bill or something and you can't pay it, you're dead in the water.
I think running a business is probably one of the loneliest things that I've ever done. And if it hadn't been for the fact that I have a lot of friends who are running businesses themselves and I've come across some fantastic networks, I think I would have struggled.
Yeah.
And actually, I would add to what you've just said, Paul. I think what's absolutely key that people don't think about, you've got to be passionate about what you do. It's not enough to have an idea for a business. Mm. You have to have a business strategy and a marketing strategy.
A couple of years ago, we did a lot of work with the University of Kent Business School on small businesses. It was a project called BIG, Business Improvement and Growth. And they interviewed lots and lots and lots and lots of entrepreneurs and business owners, 17,000, in fact, over a 10-year period. And the interesting thing that came out, and this is a thing that throws especially people that are on the left of politics, it throws people all the time. 99% of those people did not go into business to make money.
Yeah.
That was not the idea, because if that's your idea, you really are in, you know, a bad place. Most people go into business because they're passionate about something or they're enthusiastic about something or they see an opportunity to do something. Making money is what you might do at the end of the process, not during the process or through the process.
And what I actually think is what actually gets you from starting a business to becoming a successful entrepreneur, or I would say from being ordinary to extraordinary, is taking that step to action, an idea that you have in your head. And so many people think about these amazing ideas. They then actually see them on the shelf of a store and say, that was my idea. Well, actually, no, it wasn't. Someone got there before you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it's, I mean, Bird hit it on the head when we were talking about education and doing stuff in schools. You know, entrepreneurship doesn't suit the vast majority of people. It doesn't.
But Bird, but statistics are showing that millennials, more of them are going to be either having two or three jobs or running their own businesses.
They will. The whole pattern of employment is changing and we are moving towards that. Although the government are trying to move everybody the other way, you know, with stupid stuff like IR35 and all that. Utter nonsense. But there's also there's a number of things here as well. I saw a graphic about this earlier, actually. I can't describe it because it doesn't make sense unless you see the graphic. It was the difference between a business person and an entrepreneur. And basically, it was a picture of a watermelon. And it said, the watermelon costs £1. And a businessman is trying to make £1.50 for a watermelon. The same watermelon with an entrepreneur. The watermelon costs £1, but the entrepreneur makes watermelon juice, watermelon slices, watermelon ice lollies, and makes £5. There's lots of people that run their own business that are business people. Yeah, not necessarily entrepreneurs. They're just business people. There's loads of people that are self-employed, and they're self-employed, especially in the construction trades and the skilled trades, because that's how most of them work. So there's a whole pattern and range of different things and different people and different ways of being self-employed or employing yourself.
Yeah. But also, we're looking at it as a commodity of wealth or money. Mm. Being in your own business means that, yes, I can get up at X amount, or I can do this at this time, or I can be here for this, but I can work at 11 o'clock at night, or I can work at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So my day, I can write at 5 o'clock in the morning. I can be more efficient. I can do those things. Whereas would I have that same ability in a job situation with a restriction of time?
That's the thing, because
time's a commodity for me.
That's the whole thing about the way that the world is at the moment. If you look at zero-hour contracts, flexible working, self-employment, they're all lifestyle choices. They're all about people trying to earn a living whilst managing their lifestyle. We are at a point in society where we have more single parents than we've ever had in history, most of them women, and they are trying to balance their lifestyle around their children and their need to earn money and look after things. And you can't do that in a 9-to-5 job. You just can't. It doesn't work.
And also, I think people need to get real that if you're an entrepreneur and a founder of a business, you are working initially very, very long hours.
Absolutely.
So it's not like a 9-to-5 where you can switch off because you've got to actually put sales calls in, you've got to put plans in, you've actually got to be marketing, you've got to be promoting your business, you've got to be networking. But the one wonderful thing about actually being an entrepreneur is that you are actually actioning your dream. And any money that you make, you're actually making yourself. You're not handing back to a business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was one of the reasons why Women Work was created, because we recognise that there are so many women who are single parents, who are juggling, who actually want to run successful businesses, but don't have the tools and the strategies in order to build those businesses, to network and to be successful.
We're going to talk about that in just 1 minute, Anya. I'm just going to read these couple of emails and then we're going to come to that and we're going to talk to Anya and Tammy and we're going to discuss those issues. I want to tell you though about Grow West Kent on the 28th of February at the Mercure Hotel, Tunbridge Wells, Pembury, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:50 p.m., 3 o'clock. There's 6 world-class speakers, 2 exciting panel sessions with a West Kent focus, 3 networking opportunities with breakfast, morning refreshments and sandwich lunch, and a conference guide and over £100 worth of products from our speakers. If you want to book your ticket to the Grow West Kent event on the 28th of February, it's www.growkent.co.uk. What? You wanted me to ask you what www was?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I don't know.
No.
Wibbly wobbly way.
Yeah.
Dear Paul, a belated Happy New Year. You only just got that in. It's nearly the end of January. Better hope you and everyone at the Bunker Show are well. We're really excited to announce that we'll be holding our very first ever Open Farm Sunday on the 25th of March this year to showcase our lambs.
Is that the 23rd of March?
25th of March. To showcase our lambs. We would absolutely love to see you and your colleagues there on the day if you're free to come along and meet some of our lambs. I'll bring my own mint sauce. On the day...
You can't say that.
Can I not say that? Uh-oh. I think I just got in trouble. On the day, we'll also have some machinery on display, knives and forks, hopefully, along with a dozen produced in Kent local producers, and the main charity will be Rabbi, R-A-B-I. Hope you do not mind a cheekiness, but as a big fan of the Business Bunk show, we wondered if we could have a mention on all your media. Would the day possible be something that may even spark an interest for the Open Farm Sunday in celebrating 10 years of Romney Marsh Wools trading? That's from Christina Boulder. She's the company director of Romney Marsh Wools. Yeah, so we can't eat her products because they're producing wool. Sorry about that. So romneymarshwools.co.uk is their website. Do check it out. But most of all, go along and meet the lambs on the 25th of March.
You have to have a sense of humour.
Yeah, sorry, but I am going to get into big trouble for that.
Brand new festival, Black Deer, taking place at Eridge Park near Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah.
A celebration of Americana.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And country.
Yeah.
Is that what's Americana?
Well, it's anything American. Diners, and country. Rockabilly, so country. Yeah, exactly.
And we line dance.
Bit of line dancing. Yeah. Rodeo. You can buck a bronco.
I said buck a bronco. Iron and Wine and Passenger announced as Black Deer's first headliners, the legendary artist, authentic food, smoky whiskies, custom bikes, and so much more. 22nd, 23rd, 24th of June. Tickets go on sale from now. They're £115, and that is www.
I don't know.
Come on.
Oh, www. It's wibbly wobbly way.
blackdeerfestival.com/tickets.
Fantastic, thank you. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Please do. Let's put some news on.
Some decorum. Please. Yeah, no, we're going to talk to our guests. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker. It's a long time since you were last on, now, isn't it?
It was actually last year.
Yeah, yeah. Anya Jeffries, and she's joined by her colleague, Tammy Clark.
Hiya.
Good afternoon, ladies. Welcome to the Business Bunker show. Tammy's first time. Anya's been on before, as we say. We're going to start off talking to Anya about your event coming up fairly soon. April?
It's actually April the 20th.
Yes. Yep, cool. So tell us all about what you're up to and what you're doing, and also some of your own news, because you've had an eventful start to the year as well, haven't you?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that, because so much is actually happening. Okay, let's start with Women Work. So we are relaunching Women Work, and the website is www.womenworkevents.com. It started off as a workshop in self-belief and confidence. I'm a life coach, as you know, and I work in the area of self-belief and confidence, and didn't expect it to grow so fast. And within just over 5 months, it grew into, oh gosh, we had a footfall of over 1,300 people. We had 71 workshops and 50 speakers. And it was aimed at women in business, women in careers, women who are looking to step on the career ladder for the first time. Massive focus on mental health, on your well-being, and at young girls who are thinking about new professions. So as a result of that, we've actually relaunched.
Right.
And it is being held at Salomon's Estates in Tunbridge Wells, and that's on the 20th of April. And it's focused on entrepreneurship, on women in the workplace, on health and well-being, and overcoming challenges. We're supporting BEAT, so that is the Eating Disorders organisation. We've also got Vegans involved, and that's a parenting counselling service, which is, we're going to be addressing self-harming. We also have DAVS, so that's domestic abuse, and the programme is full. It's absolutely fantastic. And we will be publishing the programme very, very shortly, and tickets are due to go on sale on the 14th of February on Valentine's Day. But for us, it's all about, you can build a business, but if you want to build a successful business, you have to have the right tools and strategies in place. And above all, you have to self-care.
Right.
Because if you don't self-care, you're going to be of no use to anybody.
Sure.
And again, we've got the support of the community. So we've got the range. So The Times of Tunbridge Wells, they're our media sponsors again, and this morning we just signed a contract with Global Woman magazine.
Okay.
So, because for us, it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what background you're from, we all speak the same language. And Women Work, it will become national, and this is the second time we're holding it in Tunbridge Wells, but our vision is huge for women who want to have a voice and inspire the next generation.
Are you planning to take it around the country one step at a time, or are you thinking about holding one giant event like in Wembley Stadium or something?
The plan is at the moment is that we need to perfect what we're doing in Tunbridge Wells.
Sure.
One of the first things that we need to overcome is some of the feedback that we've had from more bigger name speakers in the area, because there's been a lot of questions around why we've been charging what we charge, the programs we've set up, and the way that we've put everything in place. Mm. And the reason that we've done it is because if you can imagine going along to any other kind of exhibition, you wouldn't expect to go along to somewhere like the XL and grab a table for free. Mm-hmm. And basically what Women Work events is about, if you're already a professional speaker and you're getting paid for that, it's not your stage. Mm-hmm. Women Work events is about offering more than just an exhibition table. Mm-hmm. It's actually giving you a voice to your public, to your audience.
Okay.
To be able to tell them the story about your product, about your business, about who you are, where you've come from.
So it's kind of like a sales opportunity, is what you're saying?
It's yes and no. It is in the respect that it's giving women a chance to be in a safe environment, to have the confidence to be able to talk to other women.
Mm.
So, and obviously, naturally, they're going to be selling what they're doing in terms of whether it's a product or a service. So yes, in that respect it is about selling. But on the other side, and the most important part of it, where we're coming from, it was about offering a really big stage to all of the women out there that are currently not being heard. So it's kind of like, okay, if you're a professional speaker already, absolutely brilliant. You're there. You're doing it. You know, if we asked you to come and be a guest speaker, that's different. But actually what we're doing is that for a very fair price, when you compare to other big events from across the country, the women are actually getting quite a good, decent package.
Okay.
And they're getting a stage to tell their stories.
Okay. So is that working for you at the moment?
It is. We have been inundated.
Okay. So, therefore, my question still stands in terms of where you're going to take this once you've perfected this, in terms of, and if you're not sure yet, that's cool, you know.
We have a very, very big vision for Women Work, and for us it is probably national and then global. But it started in Tunbridge Wells. The response that we've had from within the community, and I'm not talking about sponsors, and I'm not talking about corporates, but from, you know, normal people, it has been extraordinary, and it has actually inspired us to think much bigger outside of out of our remit. Because for me, everything I do is, my purpose is to inspire the next generation, and particularly women to inspire the next generation. And I think there is such a lack of self-belief and confidence in mothers. And, you know, you spoke about that life and work balances, that all the events that we do, and there's a lot of networking events that are going on at the moment, they are absolutely key in building that resilience.
Sure.
And in women showing others that they are role models to their children. And I think a lot of parents and mums forget that, you know, they may be going out, they may be surviving, they may be working their butts off, but are they really role models at home? And you know, when we ask that question, it's really interesting, the response. And that's something I'd give any female listener to really, really reflect on. Are you a role model to your children? Because our event is about creating a future generation of role models that young people will aspire to.
And going back to your original question, because I don't think we've answered it just yet, and that's just the passion behind what we're trying to do.
Sure.
But, you know, we know what the bigger vision is in terms of wanting to go national, and then, like Anya's touched on, globally, et cetera. And at the moment, we're kind of toying with different ideas. Do we see it as a large event in somewhere like Wembley? In my opinion, no. I personally would be like to see it more as kind of like a roadshow.
Sure.
So that women, because I'd never want it to lose that personal message that we're trying to create. So, and then obviously the discussion has been there about doing one big event a year in a very, very large venue like Wembley. So that's why we haven't absolutely decided for definite yet of what we are going to do, of how we're going to make it a big
sure,
event.
And there's no problem with that at all, is there?
No, because we're listening to the public.
As we've discussed all the way through this show on a range of topics, it's all about experience, isn't it? It's
absolutely.
All about seeing what works, adapting as you go along,
and
then responding
to your customers as
well. Exactly. Yeah.
And so, you know, after our event, we will be having a huge brainstorming session again and pulling out all the positives, focusing on any negatives, and making sure that our next event is going to be bigger and better.
Sure. So we've talked a lot about the role of women in business and work, quite rightly. Mm-hmm. I find this a bit difficult because I come from a long line of female entrepreneurs. My great-great-grandmother was a businesswoman, and she owned 5 hardware stores in West London. And all of my maternal line have all had their own businesses, which is just a bit bizarre. For a Victorian woman to own a chain of hardware stores is almost unheard of. So for me, it's not something unusual at all because I'm just used to it in my family.
Yeah.
Probably in this generation, maybe the generation before, is the first time that we've really embraced and tried to get women into the workplace, into business, into entrepreneurship, into working for themselves. And there's all kind of reasons behind that. We are seeing it. I have a nice statistic that you might like, that in Kent, 54% of all businesses being started by people under the age of 40 are by women. So more than half of all business startups for young people are now female entrepreneurs and businesswomen, which is fantastic. But for the WeWork event, you've got speakers that are coming along to talk about what they do and sell what they do. Who's the audience going? Is the audience geared towards other women that are in business or women that are thinking about business, or is it a range of things?
It's actually aimed at women who are looking at startups.
Yep, okay.
It's women who are at a career crossroads and don't know whether they stay in that corporate world or whether they start a new business.
Mm.
It's women who already run a business, but they want to grow it into a much more successful business.
Okay, cool.
It's aimed at girls who have left school or university and really don't know what route to take. Do they actually go, you know, carry on with doing a master's or a PhD, or do they actually go into a corporate, or do they set up the business? And that goes back to the conversation about, you know, I've got quite a few entrepreneurs in my family, and the way that we all think, it's all about you've got to set up a business. So, but that's not right for everybody, as you said, Bird. But, you know, I had this conversation with Ben. So, as you know, he set up this marketing digital agency. The first business he set up, he was 14 years old, and my children don't realize that they inspire me every single day to do what I do. And when Ben set up his business at 14, we had no idea. The boxes began to come, and he set up a clothing line, which he then sold 2 years later.
Right.
And if it hadn't been for his school, who completely celebrated and embraced entrepreneurship, Ben will probably still be at university, but he set up his digital agency. He went to Bath Uni. He left in the second year. He'd been given a fantastic sponsorship by Shell. And, you know, I remember the conversation he had with the head of Shell, and I have to thank you for that if you are listening, because Ben was very worried. He was leaving Bath University. He didn't want to let anyone down. He knew it was a big opportunity. And on the other hand, he said, business is all about timing. And if I don't do it now, I'll never, ever do it. So he had a big family discussion. And I said to Ben, I will support you either way, Ben. But when it comes to a business idea, you have to have that passion. And you have to really believe in yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you, not even your team, because you have to inspire your team. And so whatever decision you make, we will support you 100%. And even if it doesn't work out the way that it should, you'll know you always tried.
Absolutely.
And so he went back, and the head of Shell turned and said, Ben, you'll always have a role here. And if you were my son, I would be doing exactly what you're doing. And Ben found a replacement for himself at Shell. I mean, he crowdfunded and raised in his first round 58,000 in 48 hours and has just raised just under 600,000 in a second round of crowdfunding. But again, that goes back to what you were saying, Bird, is people go, that's amazing. He works his butt off.
Yeah.
You know, he is constantly hitting a brick wall every single day.
Absolutely.
And that inspired me to think, you know what, all you mums at home or all you women in business, this is a new time for us women. And we are finding that inner self-belief, and I'm not banging that, you know, the suffragette drum, but it's true.
But I'm totally on board with this. And I'm not coming from a feminist angle. I really don't care about stuff like that. I really couldn't care less. I just like people. And I like people that try stuff.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. You know, too often, all of us, not just women, all of us, we have excuses for why we don't do things. You know, our life's not what we want it to be, but we sit there going, oh, I'm a victim. Or, you know, I can't do this because of that, and I can't do that because of this, and I haven't got this, and I haven't got that, and I haven't got this. Well, no, you haven't, because you just sat there moaning about it. Yeah. You have to be prepared to have skin in the game. You have to be prepared to try something. You have to be prepared to take a risk. And to make something work. And something you said earlier, I'm a massive, massive fan of failure. I absolutely love failure.
It's how we learn.
Yeah, because that's how you learn anything. And failure is no problem. You know, we managed to get into a society where we teach people to fail badly.
Yes.
What we need to do is to teach them to fail with elegance and to recognize the benefit of failure. Because failure, as Thomas Edison most famously said, isn't really failure. It's just finding out how something doesn't work.
Yeah.
But it's also you become what you think about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the latest stats are showing that we have 200,000 negative thoughts a day.
Yeah.
So, and you have 5 seconds to reframe that inner chatter.
Yeah.
When it comes in before you start filtering it.
Mm.
And you know that recently, was it last year, when everything was going on an absolute high with women work, my husband was then diagnosed with pulmonary embolisms on his lungs and blood clots on his thighs.
Mm.
And I can't tell you the fear that I felt and the fear that the whole family had to, you know, had to deal with.
Mm.
But what I did, and this is really a message to anyone who's listening, that is life. You know, stuff happens. Reframe into something positive.
Mm.
And that's how I created the Female Adventure Entrepreneur Expedition, because I just thought, you know, you cannot focus on the negative. You cannot let a failure define you. It's a moment of growth.
Mm.
And it's an opportunity to not only build a door, but to actually open it and walk through it. And I think people only get to that point where they, you know, they find that door, they build that door, but they actually don't put the
key in. Can I just add to the fear thing as well? Because my background, before I got to here today, I'd always been very, very successful in the corporate world under sales business to business. And it was only actually after I'd had a really severe breakdown that led to my demise within the corporate world that I actually really started to open my eyes to what life to me meant. And I started to question everything. And it was during that recovery period that I actually started to focus and realize that anything within business and the choices that we make ultimately is about overcoming fears. And moving on from that, I mean, one of my own personal stories, and this is one of the things that I constantly teach my children as well every day, and equality, overcoming fears, all of the above. And the way that I faced it personally is that in 2015, I shaved all of my hair off to a number two.
Yeah, me too.
But as a woman, I'd done it to make a statement, because as a woman, you know, up until that point, because I'd always been portrayed myself as a bit of a, you know, long hair, pretty this, pretty that, and it kind of just become a thing, and it was kind of expected of me. And I was like, I don't want to keep being that person. So it was my way of making a statement and overcoming that fear of understanding that actually, do you know what, even though I'm 2 stone heavier than I've ever been and I'm now bald, I'm still a woman. I'm all woman and I'm me.
She's modelling herself on me.
And then the following year, and then it was overcoming that fear, actually, that I thought, do you know what? Why can't this just carry on? So the following year, I jumped 12,000 feet out of an aeroplane to overcome my fear of heights.
I hope you had a parachute.
Yeah, pretty much. And the most tiniest, slimmest tandem jumper.
You didn't land on him, did you?
Thank God, no.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, yeah, and it kind of just went on from there. You know, and last year I overcome a fear of public speaking and got on Anya's stage, which is how we met. This year, I'm going to overcome another big fear, and that's about the fear of Rejection. I mean, one of the reasons why my business has been held back in terms of my books that I do is because of the fear of rejection. I've put so much heart and soul and love into what I do, and I believe in it so much. I was fearing more about how people would take to it than actually just saying, do you know what, I just need to go out there and do it. And this all leads back to women work and business in general. It is all about facing our fears and overcoming our fears on a regular basis to make sure that we're constantly growing ourselves as people, as individuals.
But this also goes back to Oprah Winfrey when she talks about you have to speak your inner truth. Mm. And I think the problem is that too many women are still only speaking half-truths. Mm. And the only way that they are really going to change the way that... I suppose the only way that we are going to change the world is if we show our vulnerability and if we actually express sometimes that actually life is hard, but I'm going to keep going. And that's where the mental health aspect actually comes into women work. But also we need to share our previous experiences and also our expertise where we have faced those challenges and we have been able to overcome them.
Sure.
So that the younger generation realise that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to build this world where you are hugely successful. You have to live in that big house. You have to have the latest car. It's a nonsense. That's just not reality. It's a small proportion of the population who live like that.
Absolutely.
And actually, success doesn't mean money.
No. Absolutely. And as I said earlier, a lot of people that do have that didn't start off with that as a goal anyway. That just happened to be a byproduct at the end of it for some people. You're absolutely right. And there's all kinds of reasons for doing all kinds of things. And there's no one specific reason. But the one thing that you'll find is if you don't do anything, you won't get anything. Mm-hmm. And it really does come down to the simplest fact that unless you try, you never know.
No, and it's actually, and I think is life is full of fear, and you don't know what's going to happen, even in the next 30 seconds, what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm. And the power of women work is giving you the self-belief and confidence that you can overcome anything, but you have to surround yourself with the right network. And don't they say that you are one-fifth of the five people you hang out most with?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually, and if I could just plug this, because it's something that I'm hugely proud of. So I was asked very, very recently to share my story in a book. So I've actually co-authored on a book with 18 global women. Mm-hmm. And this is all about, it's called Pay It Forward, Notes to Your Younger Self. Mm-hmm. And the creator is Kezia Luckett. But it's all about women sharing their stories and paying it forward. To say we've overcome stuff and we've actually got out of those moments where life was very, very tough.
Yep.
And so can you. And then, and by you sharing your story, you are going to pay it forward. And in fact, Kezia has agreed to be a speaker at Women Work.
Cool.
So she actually approached us, and I just think the world is exciting. I think it's so full of opportunity. And I think nowadays people forget that they focus on the negatives. And you really have to just say to yourself, life really is beautiful, but you have to create that mindset.
Yep.
And then pay it forward.
Absolutely. We're kind of fast running out of time. And I want to talk to Tammy about her actual business and what she's doing as well, because I did promise her that she could mention that. So why don't we just have a quick look at that and then we'll come back and round off, yeah?
Okay. Well, basically, as I said, over the last 4 years, I've been working hard on the actual book and the concept of The Secret and the Rainbow. And it's a bunch of 16 characters, rainbow kids. They're all named after the characters that we would each like to possess. What I didn't realise is that while I was actually creating this book, that a lot of those characters were parts of me that I was trying to, and it was just really strange the way it all happened.
Give us an example. What are character names?
Right, well, we've got confidence, courage, self-esteem, wisdom, peace, and there's 16 of them. And with my characters, I didn't want to give them any kind of culture. I didn't want them to be any particular race. I didn't want them, because what I wanted to do was to show diversity. I wanted to be able to show that these characters could mean something to everybody and every child, no matter where they came from. So they're in very plain clothing, but multicoloured. And it's the same as with the hair. The hair is just all unnatural colours to what we would have. Pink, blues, you name it, it's there. But the whole point of these characters is they're supposed to come down and actually help kids of today to say, do you know what? We understand what you're going through. Let us hold your hand through this situation. We'll show you how to get out the other side. And as they're going through the story, it's entwined with loads and loads of different activities so that the kids are actually really, really getting engrossed into what they're learning and how they can actually articulate to a grown-up and be able to know the difference between a feeling and how to explain it. But what I have found is that, obviously, as I said to you, and as we've all been discussing so much today about how hard business is, and like Julian touched on earlier, it hasn't been an easy ride. I really expected to be able to just go out there with this product, walk into a school, and with every school that's saying to me, yeah, this is great, we want it, we want it. I'm expecting, yeah, yeah, this. But it wasn't like that. It's red tape, red.
Like, it never is. It never is.
And I have.
You could sell gold bars for a penny and people would turn you down.
Paul, it has been a journey, but I've got to say, it's through the mistakes I've made. Mm. It's through all the times that I've fallen, through the different people that I've met, good and bad, that have jumped on and jumped off my train, that I've learned so much more and that I am finally ready to actually relaunch. I'm going for a relaunch in May. Mm-hmm. And rather than going in under just the books, because I want to be able to do everything I love doing, which is also anything art related, design, art, anything like that, graphic design, etc. So I'm actually going under the name It's Just Tam. And I'm using that because it's got a story to that as well. But that will be told at Women Work events.
Okay. Cool. So is there a website associated with the book and what you do?
At the moment, it's under youarefantastic.co.uk.
That's letter U.
Yes, letter R, fantastic, all lowercase.co.uk, www. But it will be transferring over once I relaunch in May.
Okay, cool. At the moment, we've got your You Are Fantastic website on ours. Once you launch, let us know and we'll put it up as well.
Thank you very much.
So thank you for that, Tammy. Let's quickly come back to Anya and just ask Anya for a quick shout out for how people can book their tickets, find out more about Women Work and remind us again when it is and where it is.
Okay, so it's 20th of April at Salomon's Estates in Tunbridge Wells. The website is www.womenworkeventswithans.com. And we have a Facebook page, which is Women Work Events. We are on Twitter and we are on Instagram. Please connect with me directly if you'd like any more information as well. My email address is nextstepmentor, so that's mentor123@gmail.com. And if you click onto our website, you will see all the packages that we are offering. You will see also we're given the opportunity for your business to be videoed by Tino De Silva. There is so much more that is in the pipeline that is going to be released over the next coming weeks. So just keep connected to us, and it also I'll be posting on my business Facebook page.
Okay. We're almost out of time. There's only seconds left. So very quickly tell us about your radio show.
So it's YDN, London Business Network, and I co-host with Barnaby Winter, and it's once a month, and we cover marketing strategy, self-belief, mental health, business strategy, cash flow analysis, absolutely anything. And it's aimed at entrepreneurs, startups, and founders of businesses. So if you'd like to be a guest, then please connect with me through my biz page on Facebook, which is Next Step Mentor 123.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. She got that all in, didn't she?
I did. Thank you so much. That was a mouthful.
I've been asked a question from Denise Wilton. Why would you start a business if you don't think we'll earn you money in the first place, Vanilla Web? Well, because a lot of people don't start businesses to earn money. They start businesses because they're interested in doing something. I own businesses like this radio station, for instance, that doesn't earn money. And
it's a profile builder.
It's got all other kind of things going for it other than money.
Yeah, but it's about giving back as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes you just do stuff because it's interesting.
Yeah, because you love it.
That's my point. You don't start going, do you know what, I want to earn a living out of this. You want to do it because it's interesting, or you think it might be interesting.
My daughter just texted me to say that actually Ben raised it was just over 150,000 in 48 hours, not 58,000. So I'll just actually clarify that. And as a mum, I'm hugely proud, and I hope all you mums and dads who are listening to this, that you're hugely proud of your children too.
Absolutely. So thank you for that. Thank you for everybody that's contributed to the show. We're kind of getting at the end of the show now. We've only a couple of minutes left. You can find Anya and Tammy's website on the Business Bunker website, their addresses on the Business Bunker website. When Tammy relaunches, we'll put the new one up there as well. So do check those out, and that will be there. Yeah.
Can I actually also put my own business, my life coaching?
Yeah, website? Of course.
So that's nextstepmental.com.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Cool. What I'd like you to do as well is to remember that the Business Bunker Extra Show, our sister show, is on Friday, presented by the lovely Amanda Flanders. And this week, her co-host is Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and their guest is the absolutely lovely Roland Stanley. Now, I know Roland really well, and he's got a really, really, really interesting story. Roland's the owner of St. George's Hotel in Chatham and also Dragon Co-working. Do tune in and listen to that, because he has got a really... You need to find out about Grandad Stanley. It's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying here. But Roland's their guest on the Business Bunker Extra Show. That's at 11 a.m. on Friday on channelradio.co.uk/2 with Amanda Flanders. So do tune in for that. But we're kind of at the end of another week here on the Business Bunker Show. Sorry if I missed your emails or tweets. We have still got loads to read out, because there are a 3 trillion left. Honest. But we'll get round to them next week. So do keep sending them in. I just want to tell you what's coming up later on this very channel. And who have you got on tomorrow, Bird? On the conversation?
I've got on the conversation at 1 till 2. I've got Ruth Cudsey, who's a business coach. Really interesting woman.
Fantastic. So we look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Coming up for the rest of the day here on Channel Radio at 5 o'clock, we've got Mr. Craig Avery, he of the Stripey Socks. The lady's favourite, and he has 2 hours of celebrity interviews and music on the Craig Avery Show. And then at 8 o'clock, you can hear us all over again. It's the repeat of the Business Bunker Show with us lot, from 8 till 10. And then, of course, we round up the evening here on Channel Radio, as we always do, with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
1, 2, 3, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, as always, on a Tuesday, we finish off the evening here on channelradio.co.uk/1 with Mr. Boy George and the Club Culture Show. We've kind of reached the end of another show. I would just like to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, who's the lovely Maureen Chiana. Do check her check out her website. It's maureenchiana.com. Do have a look at that. Maureen specialises in helping people with their mindset, neurolinguistic programming and leadership skills. Do check it out, and a huge thank you to Maureen for sponsoring the Bunker Show for the month of January. We really do appreciate it. If you'd like to sponsor a show, do get in touch, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and talk to us about doing that. We're always happy to hear from people that would like to partner with us on the things that we're doing. So I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone out there that tweeted and emailed us. And to my co-host, the lovely Bird on a Bike.
Thank you very much. It makes such a big difference to our show, doesn't it? It's just changed the show where you interact with. So keep it coming. We love it. We'd rather have a conversation with you than not, wouldn't we? We don't want to be reading our emails. We want to talk to you.
It's interesting.
Live
people,
at the
you know,
moment.
Like Denise has sent in a question.
Great.
It inspires the debate, and that's really good stuff.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So thank you for that. Do keep them coming. I want to say a massive thank you to our guests. The lovely Anya Jeffries and Tammy Clark, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
And it was a pleasure, although he's not here, to hear from Julian Hall.
Yeah.
Love what you're doing, Julian.
Yeah, it was fantastic work. And sorry you couldn't join us. We had train problems earlier, which is why he couldn't make it to the studio. But we did get him on the phone, which is brilliant. Anyway, that brings us to the end of another show. We'll be back next week. Have a great week, and we'll see you all soon.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.